Western Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. It's a United Way update this morning, and we'll start it off as we usually do with Abigail. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Charlie. I'm excited to be here.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood,
yes.
And fundraising continues.
Yes, it does. We're at 41%, as you can see on our thermometers around town, so we're excited about that.
Yeah.
The money keeps rolling in, so we're happy the community is supporting us again this year. So thank you to everybody who's given or donated or volunteered or been a part of our campaign in any way.
And if you haven't, why not?
Exactly. You could get in touch with us at our office or give online. We've got all kinds of different ways for you to get involved.
And of course, we talk about those three things, give, advocate, and support.
So yes.
It your money is important because that funds those donations to the member services organizations. But
yes.
Those volunteer jobs are important
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes, absolutely. So we appreciate all the volunteer support as well. We're wrapping up Day of Caring, which we had 1,600 volunteers this year who went out to nonprofits across the community and schools as well. And so some of them were our partner agencies and some of them weren't. And it's just great to see all the support that Bartlesville has for our nonprofit community.
Absolutely. And again, whether you mentioned the schools, whether it is work inside in an office type environment mm-hmm. or you're getting your hands dirty as a gardener or you know, landscaping project, painting, hammering, whatever mm-hmm. the job is.
Yes.
Well, so we still have some Day of Caring work yet to do.
Yes. Yeah, there's still projects ongoing. They're mostly wrapped up, but mm-hmm. I know some stuff happened out at the Girl Scouts camp yesterday. So they've got a nicely cleaned and painted facility, so I'm sure they're excited about that.
The last time they were in, which was, I forget, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they mentioned all the needs that are still ongoing mm-hmm. at the camp. And, of course, in addition to what the United Way does for the Girl Scouts, they have their own projects. The girls, I'm sure, will be hitting the streets in a couple of months with cookies. So
it'll
be a biggie time.
Stay
big time.
Tuned.
Good stuff. And, by the way, they freeze well. But we're not talking scouting this morning. But we're emphasizing health programs this morning.
Yes. Yes, so United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Those three areas are our focus. But those are the cornerstones of building a successful life. You need to be healthy to build a successful life. And a solid education sets you on a good path for your future. And coming alongside and doing programs that help build a family's financial stability just provides that overall to make sure that every person in our community can reach their full potential. And so as health is probably our biggest focus area, I think more of our money goes to health than any other focus area. And so that's something that United Way is very committed to. And there's a lot of different aspects to health. There's, of course, our programs that help with physical health. So we help fund doctor's appointments for people who are underinsured or uninsured so that everybody can go see a doctor if they're having a health issue. Mm-hmm. But there's also the other aspects of it that people don't always think about. So our disaster programs fall under health. So if your house burns down, somebody will come be there and help you and support you and make sure you can stay healthy. They'll help provide your medications to make sure that even if you lost that, you don't have to go a day without. And so we have programs that come along and support people's health and that way. And then we also have programs that focus on exercise classes and those prevention for both seniors and children. And so they help fund that so that our two most vulnerable populations can stay healthy and get ahead of it. So that way they don't have those health issues later on. But last but not least, of course, is mental health, which is something that has been making national headlines lately. And it's something that's so very important that people have that access and that support when they're in a crisis or if they just need somebody to talk to, that they can call and be heard and get that help.
Absolutely. And we all need somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And whether that's a Facebook friend or mm-hmm. Someone that we've known since high school or, in this case, a professional with better training than that friend.
Yes. Yes. The United Way supports all those different aspects of health.
And so many of them are so important, but our needs change. And you mentioned national. I'm going to take that down to the state level as well. The state of Oklahoma, well, right now we still have a budget problem. And the dollars that I'll say some of the mental health agencies were expecting probably are not coming their way right now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's more important than ever to provide that support to our local programs.
Well, we have a program that has been in the community for decades.
Yes.
And they provide what's called pastoral counseling, if that's a choice the person wants to make. And you brought in a friend who at least hasn't been a public voice of Samaritan Counseling for very long.
Yes, I've brought in Dr. Larry Cohen, who's going to tell us some more about what United Way's funded programs at Samaritan do in our community.
Okay, thank you very much. Larry, thank you so much for coming in this
morning. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Abigail, for inviting me today to talk a little bit about Samaritan and how we relate to United Way. United Way programming is very important for us because it allows us to take care of people who maybe wouldn't have the funds to do that, to get the counsel they need. So we are able to treat families, individuals, children, adults of all types and all types of issues in mental illness. And as Abigail mentioned, it's a very big issue, of course, nationwide, but it's a big issue here in Barnesville as well. Mm-hmm. We have over 5,000 client hours every year from people from the local area, from Barnesville and our surrounding areas. We have five clinicians who do a variety of counseling work for families, for children who are suffering from anxiety or ADHD, attention deficit, or even bullying, where people, you know, kids come in who have been bullied by other kids. Mm-hmm. And so we provide that kind of support. Also for families who are going through divorces. A woman the other day who came in whose husband had left her and left her with like four kids and herself, and she had to figure out how to make it work, and she was very upset, obviously. A lot of anxiety and depression for her, and we were able to help her kind of work through a lot of that and get her the resources she needed from other partners in the community. So we not only do what we do, but we try to help other people find connections for the resources they need.
Yeah, and again, I asked you before we went on the air, and I think the best answer is we don't know. But if the conditions don't change state budget-wise, it sounds as though you could, and I underline bullet point, could pick up some additional clients because those state agencies will not be able to take care of everyone.
We could, Charlie, and I think we can because we make sure we have some slots open for people who just kind of walk in the door sometimes for crisis. We do that, but also we really want to try to take care of the whole community, so we're open to seeing new clients. Of course, I don't think it's going to affect us as much as it might some other agencies in town, because we receive almost no state funding. We have some licensed social workers who might pick up some Medicare, but mostly we see people who have insurance, or we are able to provide services because United Way allows us to do that. We're a board-driven operation. We rely on the community to help support us, not only financially but also as people who provide leadership for our organization.
Yeah, and that board for any nonprofit organization is so important for that leadership, for just making sure that the agency conforms to best practices and looking at new ideas as well.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. A lot of new things coming along the horizon with telepsychiatry, people being able to talk to a physician or to a psychiatrist via Skype. And so a lot of new innovations are coming about, new ways of providing insurance for people. We are insurance driven in some ways, provide a lot of support because of insurance companies. Mm-hmm. We're also an employment assistance provider for ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66. And other agencies in Barnesville.
Sure, and I'm sure that there are just things that you haven't talked about. I don't know this for a fact. I'm extrapolating, but I assume that you're also there when a family or an individual suffers a loss through to a death in the family or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. We do a lot of grief counseling. Grief is not just about losing someone. Sometimes it's about loss of health, mm-hmm. or loss of a job. And so we provide grief counseling for a variety of situations for people.
Yeah, and it's not something that, at least for loss of a family member, I'm sorry, we're all close to our parents and siblings. And if either that parent is in failing health now, and sometimes people will open that conversation while that parent is still alive.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And that's why we do a lot of family counseling. We bring the entire family in to deal with the death of a loved one or another particular situation that might occur.
Yeah, and sometimes that can go on for days, weeks, months.
It can. We do not have a limit on how many sessions we see someone. depends on kind of on what the situation is and whether they continue to meet criteria to be in counseling. But we don't necessarily have a limit that says, okay, you're done in four sessions or something.
Do some of the problems that you see kind of come on a cyclical basis, that seemingly every, I'll say, winter season, you see more of this than that and that sort of thing?
I think so. I think there is some seasonal, what we call seasonal depression, that may happen in the wintertime when you can't get out and it's cold and it's wet and it's dreary, or in the summer when it's too hot and you can't get out. So I think there is some of that that goes on with seasonal depression. There's also, when things happen in the world or in the nation, there's a heightened anxiety, I think, with people. And so we are able to help them work through, because their anxiety is not just about the world, but it's about what they're experiencing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're right. We all need someone to talk to, and it's nice that you're there for us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break and continue a Community Connection on AM 1400 in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our Community Connection, focusing this morning, of course, with the United Way and on Samaritan Counseling. And we are talking with, I want to make sure I get the first name right, Larry Cowan this morning. And Larry, kind of you've been in the field for a long time, but it's the first time I've had the chance to talk with you this morning. Samaritan Counseling gives people a choice. I try to bring this out when I talk with representatives. You are fully qualified clinicians, but at least most of you come to it also with the ability to do what's called pastoral counseling, right?
Correct. We are a faith-based organization. That doesn't mean that we try to push into any kind of faith, and of course open to anyone who might come with any faith issues, but we provide a balance, I think, whereas Abigail was talking a while ago about the physical and needs, we provide the spiritual, the mental health, and hopefully the other part of those components that help people remain healthy.
Yeah, and I think, but yes, if we look at the United Way mission, I'm not trying to put words in Abigail's mouth, but eventually, you're looking at the health needs of the entire individual collectively.
Correct, and I think a lot of people would not get good quality mental health if it weren't for United Way, because many of the people do not have insurance, can't afford to pay for it themselves, and although we don't do any kind of sliding scale, we do what we call more scholarshiping. United Way makes that possible for us to be able to help people with those charges, because our fees are like $90 a session, and many people cannot afford that, but we're able to see anyone who comes through our door because of the United Way funding.
And I think I'd also throw in the idea that some health insurance programs will pay for a limited number of mental health visits, and I'm extrapolating again that the United Way could step in after those, I don't care, whatever the limited number of visits, you know, expires.
Absolutely, they could. And the other part of that is that many of the people may even come with a copay, mm-hmm. who can't afford a copay.
Yeah.
And so because United Way, we're able to provide services for those people.
And it's wonderful that this community has stepped up year after year and met the United Way goal. In this case, we're talking about $2.4 million, which is a step up from previous years, but that's also based on the community representation of the need in this town.
we are very, very glad to be a part of United Way, and we are extremely grateful for the work they do and for what people do in Bartlesville for United Way.
If people have heard us talking this morning, and I think sometimes we lose track of the different organizations even that are in town, and maybe they are relatively new move-in and didn't realize that Samaritan Counseling was here, you're over on Madison Avenue.
Correct. Madison right across from Sooner Park.
And
easy to find.
Does it take a referral from some other medical professional?
It does not. It's nice to have that, of course. Mm-hmm. But if someone can walk in our front door and we can see if we can see them then, or we will certainly set up an appointment time for them to come in as soon as we can. We try to treat people just as soon as we can because we know the issues are relevant for them at that moment. So we don't want people to go off and not deal with the concerns that they have about their lives.
So if someone had the psychological equivalent of an emergency room visit, then you'd see them?
We could see them. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your time. Thanks for being here, and thanks for what you provide for the Bartlesville area.
Thank you very much.
Samaritan Counseling, focusing on what they provide for the community and for the service area of the United Way. $2.4 million, Abigail.
Yes.
That's ambitious. But I'm
yes.
confident. You know?
Yes. Yes. So we're grateful for all the support the community has provided us over the years. Bartlesville is an extremely generous community, Charlie, and they have shown their support for United Way time and time and again. So we are just so grateful for all that we've been able to do through our partnerships with people and agencies in the Bartlesville community.
Last time we focused on the United Way, we got an update, I think, with the financials from the golf tournament, which brings, out-of-town dollars in this particular case to the United Way. That's bonus dollars that years ago we didn't have to count on.
Yes, that is huge. So that's thank you to Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips. They put on that golf tournament, and they bring in vendors from all over the country. There's people who fly in from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from Alaska, all to attend this tournament. And it brings in around $400,000 in out-of-town dollars into Bartlesville that we're then able to distribute to our partner agencies, such as Samaritan. And that helps us to have an even greater impact than we would be able to have without that. So we're so grateful for that.
Absolutely. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Some of the other things that go on, I'm probably giving the credit to Earl Sears, but I know a lot of other people have backed the Sporting Clay Tournament as well.
Yes, our chairs this year are Mike and Drew Proctor, and it's happening not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, so that's October 28th, and we're super excited about that. We still have room for people to sign up, so if you enjoy shooting, if that's your thing, we'd love to see you out there. We have room for 7 more teams. Those are 4-person teams, so grab a bunch of your buddies and get signed up. We'd love to have you.
And this is a fun event, and people will go out for all kinds of reasons, but it's a United Way fundraiser. They'll sign up for that. But like you said, if it's something you just enjoy recreationally, if you would have gone out and spent your own money to buy your own clays and just do it in a safe environment, wonderful, but why not sign up for this one?
Yes, and we've got a barbecue lunch out there that'll be delicious, so they'll get to shoot a custom course by JP Target, so it's a course that you won't get to shoot anywhere else. He sets it up just for the tournament, and then eat a delicious barbecue lunch and have fun with your friends while supporting United Way.
Exactly. It makes it a nice environment, and I can remember he has since passed away, but I used to shoot with my father-in-law, and he just had a farm. It was in a remote area. It was just a couple of family members out having a good afternoon, but this is a whole lot more with the barbecue and everything else going on.
Yeah, it's exciting. But it's also a memorial tournament, so it's the Sperry Zervas Memorial Tournament. So we also have that aspect. I know there's a lot of people who knew him in town who could come out and honor his memory as well.
Yeah, and certainly adds to the total, so that organizations such as, in this case, Samaritan Counseling, receive the dollars that the community needs. Assessment says this is the funding level that they should receive.
Yes, it's a huge help for our campaign. Every event helps and adds into that total.
Yep, and of course, corporate campaigns continue.
Yes, corporate campaigns continue. The bulk of them will probably wrap up around Thanksgiving. So pledging is going on, and we're excited about that. So thank you to everyone who's pledged so far.
And of course, for those that are employed by firms that match gifts, it's important that matching contribution comes in too.
Yes, that is huge.
And I know that if you work for those one of those into companies, you probably know how to fill out the appropriate paperwork, mm-hmm. but can the United Way help out with that too?
Yes, we can help out with that as well.
Okay. You're on Facebook. I haven't looked for an update, so sometimes they go by if I'm looking for something else, but you're posting in social media frequently.
Yes, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter, so you can find us any of those places. We'd love to have you follow us.
If somebody doesn't have a campaign going on at their workplace, is it too late to start one?
Absolutely not. So Whitney Verdon is our campaign manager, and she would love to chat with you about that. So you can reach out to her. Our phone number is 918-336-1044, or her email is whitney@bartlesvilleuw.org, and she'd love to hear from you.
When's the next time you're going to update the thermometers?
I don't know, Charlie. We'll see.
Well, they are going up frequently, and it's nice to see those updates. And sometimes it's just a few percentage points, and then sometimes mm-hmm. it really jumps up. That's always fun to see the next update.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We've had the opportunity to talk this morning with Abigail Singri and also with Dr. Larry Cowan from Samaritan Counseling, one of the several programs that your United Way dollars support. Thank you so much if you are a regular giver. And if you haven't given before, think about it. Whether it's a one-time gift of even a few dollars, it all helps. Or certainly if you can make it a little bit more painless through payroll deduction through your workplace, consider giving to the United Way. They need your dollars, and they go to a lot of different programs that help a lot of people in those three emphasis areas. United Way with us this morning on AM 1400. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. 46 degrees at AM 1400. K1, 5 minutes now before 9 o'clock.
From the UNN, I'm Sean Carey. The state's budget crisis has state mental